Katie and Andy, thank you so much for taking some time this morning and joining us to talk a little bit about the big production going on this weekend at West Market Park with the Pella Shakespeare Company. And just if you could briefly explain sort of your roles with the production and sort of how things have been going this week with rehearsals. Katie, we'll start with you.
I am the stage manager / assistant director. I feel like I'm the keeper of paperwork, a little bit of the organization side. He's done a lot of the organization stuff as well. The week is going really, really well. The kids are enjoying their pieces. They're doing scenes from Shakespeare, not a full play. And it's interesting to see all the different varieties and the different things that the kids bring to the parts.
Okay. And Andy, you are the director. And so how did you come to decide what parts of what plays would be performed and how did that process go?
The show's called Shakespeare's Unbound Tales, so most all the pieces that I tried to find were more from the fairy tale or fantastical part of Shakespeare's plays. So we've got a piece from Macbeth with the witches, and we have the fairies from Midsummer Night's Dream, to name a few.
So. Okay. So do these sort of, are you been able to find a way to sort of tie these in together, or these kind of work as standalone small bits of production?
They all work as standalone small bits of production. There's a few. Well, there's two scenes from The Tempest, and they're tied together because they're from the same play, but they're not meant to be taken together. They're kind of set differently between the two.
Okay. So this is an outside production. We're working with three different plays. And so, what sort of challenges does that pose for you as the stage manager?
I think the biggest thing is just finding the variety of stuff. One thing that Andy did that's really interesting is he let the kids pick where they want to set it, like how they want to do it. So just tying it, not necessarily tying it all together, but just getting all the pieces to make sure that what the kids envision Shakespeare as can be what Shakespeare is to them and perform to the audience.
Okay. And so what have you noticed the kids taking away so far this week from learning a little bit about Shakespeare? Was there much of a knowledge base going in? Have you had to explain a lot?
Well, most of the kids are returning cast members from years past. So they kind of have an idea of of what's going on. The thing that was different is we get into a lot more of like how to actually pick apart the speech of Shakespeare, basically getting into like the iambic pentameter and what clues he left behind on how to actually like speak that speech. But what I've learned is that they have this amazing ability to just soak up crazy things that I tell them in a day, and they're able to like immediately put it to work almost immediately. It's insane.
Right, and as we were speaking earlier, you've been involved with this for several years and taking on a little bit different role as this is this year coming back after a year off. The setup is a bit different, and it seems like it's a bit more intense. Everything's sort of crammed into 1 week and one final performance at the end. So what kind of challenges has that posed?
Well, the biggest challenge is, like I said before, we went from having like a 5 or 6 week rehearsal schedule and then a play that we would do at the end. And here we have a 1 week rehearsal schedule with one production at the end. And instead of having, we like traditionally rehearse like 3 to 5 in the afternoon. And now we rehearse from 9:30 to 3:30 during the day. So whereas we lost like the full weeks, we have an entire day, like for 5 days. The biggest challenge is going from, you know, we just have a few hours to put a show together each day to having the whole day. You have to fill up that time somehow, and it gets to a point where you can't just do straight Shakespeare for the whole day because that'll burn anyone out. It doesn't matter who it is. So it's finding those times where we can step back and just remember we're here to have fun. We're not here to just hit our nose to the grindstone.
Certainly. More of a teaching angle. All right. And so what is it about this that makes you want to be involved and brings you here and spend so much time and effort?
I actually am a Shakespearean nerd. I think it's just an interesting concept to have kids experiencing Shakespeare, and just the fact that they seem to get it a lot faster than I seem to get it. I think that's cool that they just dive in. They have no fear, actually, which is kind of surprising and cool at the same time. So
a lot of fun to stand behind the scenes a little bit and watch them work and learn.
Yeah, it's amazing just to see their take on it and how they perform it. And just, we traveled like different locations and stuff, and just seeing them adapt and make Shakespeare their own is really cool.
So does that change the way you've had some of your sort of not necessarily preconceived notions, but change some of the things that you've understood or the way you've understood things to see a different take on these?
I would say yes, just to see. It's the same with working with people our age and adults too. You just working with different people, you see different ideas and how they put things together. And just watching the kids and seeing how developed their ideas are is amazing.
Sure. And Andy, I know you're involved with the Des Moines Playhouse and have studied theater at Central and have been involved in that way. And what is it about it that makes you want to come back and again donate your time and donate your energy to this?
Having directed college-age kids and adults, and as well as working with preschoolers and all, and like the younger age groups, there's something just kind of magical about the way that kids can really put things together. Like adults, after we go to high school and we go to college, we have all these like preconceived notions of what Shakespeare should be, and they don't have that yet. For them, they're just doing a play. Shakespeare isn't like some sort of spooky ghost that people claim they don't understand. For them, it's just like they're going to do another play, and they just, like Katie said, they just dive right in. They have no fear, and they just keep going until they get it. I've yet to see anyone just give up on what's happening.
So it's kind of like working with a blank slate.
In a way, yeah. It's a way on top of just keeping them, giving them an interest in live theater, but it's also a way to keep, you know, an actual honest interest in things like Shakespeare and some of the older things that have a tougher audience as the world evolves.
So, and that's a good point to bring up too. Is there room in our modern culture for Shakespearean theater? I mean, you guys are obviously putting in a lot of effort to try to keep it relevant, but do you see it struggling? Do you see people being involved and being engaged in it?
I would say that people have a fear of not being able to understand it, but some of the themes are still relatable in today's society. An example, they're using Hamlet as like a therapy session for people who come back for post-war with soldiers and like all that stuff. So it's still relatable. It's just, I think the understanding of the language is what turns people off. But I think that it has room in our society because the themes are still relevant and the stories are still.
So once you can get over that roadblock of the Shakespearean language, the themes are still very pertinent to modern day and are sort of timeless.
I would say that if it wasn't relevant, it wouldn't be continuing to be studied. And I know there are always those teachers that will always like study those things for just a little bit too long, but there's still the other side of it. Like people still have an interest in it in some way. Like I would say if it wasn't pertinent in today's society, we wouldn't have kids wanting to come and do this year after year. And we have a smaller troupe this year because we have a different program, but in the 2 years that I directed this before this year, we had around 30 kids each year. And we have a different program, so we have about 12 this year. We're in a different time, but these kids wouldn't be coming back and they wouldn't be working at it so hard if it wasn't relevant.
Okay. And what are the things that you want to see the kids take away from their experience? And I'll start with you, Katie.
I would just like to have them realize that Shakespeare is fun and just to realize that you can grow and experience things differently.
Okay.
I just really want them to have fun and in the end give them kind of a glimpse of what it's like to be an actual actor in the real world. Give them a glimpse of how Shakespeare thrives in the real world. It's not just something we do every summer for fun.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much, guys, for taking some time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.